Hello, is Carrie available?
This is Carrie.
Yeah, I'm Joshua, and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for media news outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, we can go ahead and continue in that case. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
What is your age?
Say that again.
What is your age, please?
Oh, 44.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino? Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A not-so-strong Democrat or a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp-Peres is handling her job as congresswoman?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve, right? Thank you so much. Thinking of the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving K-12 education, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy, border security. Two of them, please.
Reproduction and if you have an education.
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights and improving K-12 education, right?
There you go. Yep.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Maria Cantwell.
50.
Joe Kent.
50. Pretty neutral on all of them.
Okay. Raul Garcia.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. So have you never heard of him or you just have no opinion?
No, I don't. I've never heard of him.
Okay, thank you so much. How about Donald Trump?
Boo.
Two?
No, negative. Negative. Zero.
It's between 0 to 100. 0, you said?
0. Yes, 0.
How about Marie Glusenkamp-Peres?
75.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
75.
Woke liberals in Congress?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know or you have never heard of that?
Never heard.
Thank you. MAGA Republicans?
Say that again?
MAGA Republicans.
No, I don't know who that is.
Okay. So you never heard of them, right?
No. No.
Thank you. Now,
is this
the election... We're at 40%, ma'am. If the election president were held today...
I'm getting on the freeway, so I can't talk much longer. I would never vote for Trump. That's what that's my takeaway for this, okay?
Yeah, the survey is already established. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.